Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddammit. Y'all here, I'm here. I got a lot to talk about, fellas. Man, shit be going on all the time. You guys know it. I'll tell you that just about every time we start. But what's been going on lately? Oh my goodness. I know that my older videos, you know, I got about 500 of them, so let's say like number 10. That motherfucker's very old. Now, you may have never seen it, but you decide to see it. And you look at it, and I said, man, hit me with $4.50. And I'm going to give you my whole doggone course. But you only got till, you know, 2 weeks. Now, this video may be a year old. Well, more than a year old. Maybe fucking 5, 6 years old. And the person that's watching it hit me and asked for the deal, acting as if I'm supposed to honor it. This video is 3, 4 years old. Now, the last guy that did it, this is July. And he said, you said, you know, for this amount of money, you can get this, that, and the other, blah, 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 and we got till November. Man, goddamn. This is July. So you think I'm going to stay something like 5 months away? That was for 2 years ago. November, 2 years ago. Man, this shit, you know, I'm a liar. I'm a liar. Because they looking at something 3, 4 years old and expecting me to honor it. So, what I'm saying is this, fellas. You should look at all my old videos to tell you the truth. They got real, true game. And the thing about them, you can see when they were recorded. And you can see I ain't changed shit. I haven't changed anything. It's just new people. New people come every year. Dudes are born every year. So at one point, they're going to be old enough to want to hear this shit. So if you heard it last year and you're still listening to it, fine. But some people could have heard it 8, 9 years ago. Then come back to it and they'll see it's the same. I'm straight laced. Now, you would really be surprised at what you could learn if you only would listen. You would only listen. There's hella shit. Because you have to understand, I don't just tell you shit.
Oh, yeah, man, 2 + 2 = 4. Yeah,
no, I don't do that kind of shit. I say shit that make you have to figure out what's in it for you. So my thing, where I'm coming from, is, oh, there it is. Where I'm coming from is I give messages. You know, so, you know, people say, man, you can't get this game away. Game ain't free. It ain't. That's why I charge like a motherfucker. But if you have any game, if you already got some and you listening to me, oh, you go hear the game and what I'm saying. And in that way, you know, people be saying, you giving it away, bud. You don't want to do that. Well, I do want to do that. Because if you can get it from what I say, then you were supposed to get it. Period. I believe that. Now, it's not that difficult to listen. It is not hard at all to listen. It's just these days. Well, I take that back. From the beginning of time, people just want to talk. They just want to talk. But what you guys don't understand, years ago, motherfuckers didn't know. So they was blockheads. Then shit came around, people started knowing, and pretty soon motherfuckers started doing shit, then motherfuckers started having shit, and then you get motherfuckers now. And it then went to where motherfuckers don't want to know. They don't want to know because they think they all know. Now, come on, fellas, there's one thing that you got to admit. Everybody can't know. Everybody can't know, man. It is not, you know, an open book. All right. So, you guys have been fucked in the, just fucked up in the head by social media, by women's organizations, by these fucking assholes talking about pills and whatever colors, whatever that fucking Steve be talking about. What I'm saying is, that kind of goddamn shit. I mean, Dean know me, oh man. I don't fuck with that bullshit, man. I ain't changing. This is what you gotta appreciate about me, man. I'm staying the fucking same because my shit is the same. I don't change with time. Oh, it's time for the red pill for about 6 months. Whatever that is. I keep missing them because that's the last thing a motherfucker said. To be some kind of red goddamn pill. I don't even know what that fucking shit is. And then they call not going to fuck a bitch and not masturbating and all this old shit. I don't masturbate, but still, it ain't for no reason other than the fuck I don't do it. I don't need to do it. But I'm saying, I would never allow some motherfucker to tell me when to do it or if I should do it. This is what's wrong with you motherfuckers. That's why when you get in the locker room with each other, you want to touch each other's dick. You motherfuckers are stupid. And you don't care. You don't believe in shit. You don't have anything you believe in. Nothing. Let alone yourself. I'm just saying. When you fucked up in the head, shit like what I'm talking about is the most difficult thing in the world to do. Oh, shit. Lena, I am doing a video. What is it? All right, Lena. Bye. Don't bother me. I'm sorry, you guys. Give me 1 minute, man. Fucking daughter. Wait. 1 second, fellas. I'm having to cash out my daughter some goddamn money. Fuck. That's good. But, fellas, what I'm saying is it's really hard to do when you've been misled, misguided. You know, you believe so many things. You gotta understand, listening is a skill. It's a skill that hopefully one day you will see is almost an art. But if you get it, the sky is a fucking limit if you get this shit down. Fellas, you gotta understand me. My school costs money. But this game, I do these videos regularly. Regularly. And you get someone fucking say, man, I only want to sit up for no 2 hours and listen to all your yelling and shit. and only get 10 minutes worth of game. What I'm saying is, if you can't motherfucking do that, you don't deserve to have no game. Because the motherfucker that's spitting game could be telling you about how he tied his shoe. But he ain't talking about his motherfucking shoe. He talking about what he talking about. And if you can't hear it, you gonna be looking at his shoes. Telling on your motherfucking self. We ain't suckers in this motherfucking game. And we know motherfuckers, every motherfucker don't deserve it. Every motherfucker don't deserve it. I ain't begging. I ain't begging you to get it from me. Fuck you. You don't want it, don't have it. Some of you motherfuckers have made progress with my goddamn course. Excuse me. And you've actually made me aware that the course has caused you to, you know, lose really close friends. But I told you all. This shit I'm talking about is lonely. If you expect to have company on this journey to the top, you sick. Now, every motherfucker ain't qualified to have this shit. And since you didn't learn the little bit about having it, you've outgrown your friends. I mean, that could be bad, I guess. But what you gonna do, stop growing? You know, I know it's hard to put yourself on a pedestal, especially when it comes to assessing your level of understanding. But these are things you gotta do. You have to see what time it is. You can't just accept friends, even if you've been friends since grade school. This motherfucker, I mean, you can't speak to him. I don't mean you can't give him a ride if they like hitchhiking or whatever. I understand you can't fuck with them or hang with them because they're going to bring you down or they're going to hate on you when you ain't around. So what I'm saying, you got to accept that you are truly on another level. You cannot expect people to be on your level. Why the fuck are you studying this shit if you think everybody can do it? I learned early in the streets that all that glitter is not gold. Just as most people talk, you know, most people that talk that talk, they can't walk that walk. We've all done it before in our lives. You have, I have, we've all done it, giving some motherfucker credit. Say that they wouldn't do. They didn't do nothing to earn this fucking credit. But for whatever reason, we extended whatever to them. A lot of motherfuckers don't even learn when we do that. We don't even learn from our mistakes. Because you don't listen to shit. You don't hear you being stupid. You don't hear you repeating shit. Man, going through my course is a long journey. It's a long road that don't end after you graduate. You go to SWU to learn how to apply this course. But you know applying it is going to take another 5 years of growing using the techniques. If you play by the rules, you're going to make big changes in your life than to expect some motherfucker who's done nothing to change what they are to be able to do it? Come on, man. I think you guys are, you're not even giving credit to where you have mentally grown. I'm just saying, man, I'm a conceited bastard. Ain't no motherfucker doing what I can do. I'm just sorry. I'm a conceited motherfucker. You can't do what I do. You can't talk and think and write and smoke and drink and all that shit at the same time. I do. I do it because I do it. I don't do it to show off. I do it because I'm a multi-talented motherfucker, which all you are. But what I've learned, I use an extra half a percent of my brain that no one else, not no one, but very few people use. And it's the one to do it, that do it part. I ain't letting nobody do shit for me. I don't want them to know. Tell me how to do it and I'll go do it. I don't want you to do shit for me. None of you motherfuckers. Wait. I take that back. Man, this computer shit. When I call you about some computer shit, hey, you ain't gonna be able to do it. But I'm gonna want you to do it because you probably be in some other state somewhere talking to me. You ain't gonna be right there, though. So, shit, you ain't gonna be able to come do it for me. But I'm gonna want you to. Because that's me. I don't like fucking with computers. So, when you fuck with people that haven't put one iota of effort into trying to progress, trying to make their minds grow a little, just enough to understand what it is you have journeyed to do. These motherfuckers don't want to understand. They just want to say, oh, man, that's cool, man. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, Rosebud, I heard of that nigga. Yeah, man. Come on, man. It's like telling your dog to sit and expecting that motherfucker to cross his legs. That's just not going to happen. Now, when your road of progress places you with a non-progressing person, you got to make sure you don't expect shit from this motherfucker. Him or her. You can't expect any of the things that you expect from yourself. Because you're above this. You don't have to say it. You don't have to act like it. You just got to not fuck with it. Man, people say, sometimes I be arrogant. You know, I be screaming. You know, and I'm emotional. No, I'm passionate. No, I don't be screaming. I be serious. And God damn it, it ain't nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm fucking afraid of. Oh, wait. Wait, I gotta take that back. I ain't getting on no roller coaster. I don't give a fuck. I ain't getting on no, matter of fact, I ain't getting on no rides. Maybe the bumper cars. Maybe. But anything to go up and spin around and all that shit, oh no. Blood leap out of goddamn ride. I remember, I was on the Ferris wheel. That big, you know, some of them double Ferris wheels, but this was single big one. I got my daughter. She like 6 or 7. And she wanted to go to the fair. So I take her to the fair. And we just walking around. And I'm trying to buy her everything because I don't want her to ask me to get on the roller coaster. So she said, Dad, can we ride?
That's all. No, honey, I'm willing right there. Daddy got whatever I said. Did you see after asking about two or three boat rides, he asked about the motherfucking Ferris wheel. I said, that harmless looking motherfucker, all they do is go around. I said, okay, honey, we can get up. So that motherfucker came around, and it was on the bottom, and we get in. We was like among the first to get in. So as that motherfucker go up and stop, I'm thinking, yeah, damn, this motherfucker go up and stop, let somebody else go in the bottom. By the fifth time they did this, man, I'm looking out over the horizon. I can see the ocean. I stopped panicking. Then they get me right on the top. I'm just right on the fucking top. And I start panicking, and Lena start crying. I had scared her. She started crying. And the thing goes, something. I yelled out, hey, man, when I get down there, let us off. You know, and then the dude, another time. And by the time I got to, like, four before me, and he could really talk to me as we going around, I'm telling this motherfucker, man, you better let me off this motherfucker. And then when they get there right before me, I told him, if you don't let me off this motherfucker, when I do get off, I'm going to fuck your motherfucking ass up. Boy, that motherfucker came to me, opened that door, me and my daughter got off. My daughter, she was crying like a motherfucker. And I told the fucking people, oh, you know, she just was scared. And I wanted to get her off. It wasn't her, fellas. I scared her because I was, you know, I'm her dad. I'm invincible. How am I going to be scared? You know if dad's scared, this is scary. Well, anyway, motherfuckers, that was a funny. I couldn't help it. I just thought of that. That was funny, man. Listen, the reason I say this kind of shit is because they not going to grow no time soon. They not going to grow. They not going to try to take in what you say as something they need to contemplate. They're not going to think of anything you're saying as something they need to critically think about. They're only going to do what you do. No, not what you do, but what you allow them to do. Otherwise, you're going to spit something. They're going to show no interest because they ain't saying shit. And you're going to start explaining and trying to, you know, make them understand. And while you're doing that, you're whittling at your confidence. Because the more you can't make this motherfucker understand who you're appreciating, the more you're wondering how much do you understand. See, you got to understand this more than anything. Game is not free. But game don't have to cost you no money. It costs me money. But it don't have to cost you none. Because, you know, we spitting shit like we do. Me, Tay, you know, other motherfuckers. Well, I said shit. We spit real shit. And if you can hear it, then you were supposed to hear it. Because we don't tell you to come see the cat. We don't tell you that shit. We tell you some shit like, man, if you want to see this guy, man, you got to come up here and check this shit out, man. Whatever we say, however we say it. If you were about this game, you would know we were saying, come see the motherfucking cat. This cat is bad. No, you just want to make it difficult. I don't particularly care. I just want you to never allow kindness. Never allow your kindness to be taken for granted.
Don't allow your fucking kindness to be the cause of you thinking what you have accomplished can be done by everyone. Fuck. I get mad at motherfucking students be saying, man, this shit is, you know, any motherfucker get. No, motherfucker. You got to be trained. And if you ain't trained in the streets, in action, doing the shit, risking your life, whatever, some motherfucker like me in this environment don't have to train you, but you gonna have to get trained. My course is for those of you who are willing to put a real effort into improving your goddamn self. Now, I sit here year after year speaking on this, and, I forgot, man. I'm sorry, you guys. 256, what's happening? 848, I see you. 256, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening, bro? But, hey, just quick question, boss. I was going to ask, I heard you reference and talking to your brother, Gip, I believe, and asking him about pulling women. I think he mentioned something about you got to be chicken shit. And I was just wondering what exactly does that mean in context of today's, you know, today's word.
See, check this out, bro. I remember that passage. And when I say this, you're going to remember that passage. I say my brother said, I asked him how he had so many bitches. He said, be chicken shit, John, be chicken shit. And then he said, tell them bitches to go buy you a hamburger for lunch. And then when they bring it to you, sit it down and don't eat it. I said that in there. Mm-hmm. So ain't that telling you how to be chicken shit? Or, listen, are you one of them kind of motherfuckers that need a nigga to come hold your hand so you can cross the street?
Nah, I didn't read the book. I just heard, I think it was an interview or something. So, that makes sense.
Oh, you didn't read the book?
No, I just, it was on
check
video.
Check this out, brother. Make sure you hit askrosebud@gmail.com. I'm finna give you the audio book, man.
I appreciate that.
Listen, man, hit askrosebud@gmail.com. Make sure you put the last four digits of your phone number in there so I'll know who you are. Don't say none of that. Just put it in there, and I got you. But you got to do that today, or I ain't going to give you shit because I'll be the forgot.
Nah, I'm going to do it right now. I appreciate it. Hell yeah.
All right, brother. So, hey, 848, what's going on?
Yeah, this is Kareem, brother. Peace,
what's
going, bud?
All right.
Listen, my question is, like, how do I practice my thinking? Because I hear a lot from you as far as like having the confidence in what you're doing, and I haven't been able to execute when I actually, you know, when it's time is supposed to be done. And
I'm trying to figure out how to practice. Bro,
listen.
I can hear in your voice why. Then you're gonna be mad at me. Because I'm going to just tell you the truth. You be lying. You a liar. You lie to yourself. You be lying to yourself, man. You know, you say you doing this or you want to do that or woo-woo, but you don't ever do it. And then when you're ready to execute, you say you're ready to execute, but you ain't because you ain't prepared. Now, where am I wrong at?
Nowhere, brother. You hit the nail on the head. How do I practice that? How do I get better?
There's no such thing as practicing that. It's a such thing as stop lying to your motherfucking self. But this is what I be trying to tell you guys. You guys are fucked up in the head. It ain't your fault. It's that's how you guys been raised. That's why you was raised lying. We used to exaggerate, not lie. You guys be lying. Just completely saying false shit. We might have gotten the pussy, but we would tell the niggas, man, she came up and just gay that pussy because, you know, I just told the bitch, you know, we'd be bragging about what we said, whatever. But we really did get the pussy.
See, you motherfuckers be just making shit up. But what that do is make you not believe in yourself. It make you, when you think something that's serious, you don't deal with it because you're so used to playing past the bullshit. It's dangerous, bro. You know, you need to cut that shit out if you can.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. Thank you, bro.
Hey, you guys got to understand, that's what I'm about, telling you the truth so you can accept it and either get with my shit so we can learn how to do what we do properly, or I'll just continue to teach who fucks with me. 678, what's happening?
What's going on, bud? Yeah, I just wanted to respond to the last caller. He asked, you know, what exactly does you got to be chicken shit is when you made that example, you know, when you tell a female to bring you a chicken sandwich, and when she bring it to you, sit it down and don't eat it, that's just you referring to her that she's supposed to bring you things. She's supposed to do what you tell her to do. You know, whether you eat it or not, she did the action. It's not about you eating this chicken sandwich. It's about her bringing you the chicken sandwich when you told her to.
Well, man, I got to agree with that. What's your point?
No, I just wanted to, you know, basically.
Oh, you wanted to help explain to bro.
Right, absolutely.
Okay. Hey, what you just said was right. It ain't about the sandwich. It's about me being able to say what the fuck I say, and she thinking, oh, I'm going to go do this. And then she goes do this, and she expected me to eat the motherfucker. But I ain't eating it, bitch. Fuck you in the sandwich.
Right, right.
That's how you be.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
And I just want to say, yeah, one more thing just to follow up on that. I just wanted to say, man, you know, you got to speak up. Even if you're not even talking to a woman or anything like that, you have to be selfless, like you said. But, I mean, I bought a little half of your course. I didn't buy the whole thing. I just bought it, you know, the confidence section, part one and two. So, and I've always been following you. But one thing I did learn from following and listening to you every day, you know, is you have to be stand up. Like, even if, like, I had a situation earlier today, man. You know, I was in my apartment, and the maintenance dude was blowing the hallway to my apartment door where all the doors are at, and shit was blowing inside my door, and, you know, the fumes smells in there. So I opened the door. I said, yo, excuse me. Hey, man, you blowing this shit enough, you know? It pissed me off, but he was like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. You know, I was just doing what I was told. But my whole point was, nobody else, no other neighbors would have opened the door and said something because of what they may feel. But the stand-up part is what I've learned.
Because of what they think, you know, because they're scary. Yeah. But check game, bro. You got to understand, man. You may think you got whatever you got from whatever you did from me. But there's seven parts. So that's to the confidence course. So what I'm saying is, if you got what you got from part one and two, what do you imagine you would get from the other five? What I'm saying is, this is how brothers cheat themselves. You cheating yourself, man. Now, let's say you bought one and two, and you just didn't think it did shit for you. Well, fuck, I wouldn't buy three and four and five and six and seven. But if one and two did some shit for me, I might not buy all five of them right now, but I'm sure I'm going to work up on them until I buy one and it stopped working. But I don't think that would happen because the first two wouldn't have helped if the shit was going to stop working. Because it's not about the shit, bro. You know what it's about?
What?
It's about your ass believing in what you're doing. You just
and you know what?
What?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, bud.
Do what, bro?
Say, by you saying that, you 100% right, man, because, you know, I that's exactly what it was. I did exactly what I believed. I believe in something, and I went for it. And to be honest, he I got the respect. He stopped what he was doing, whether he was done with the job or not, or if he felt like he even completed what he wanted to do, he didn't continue to do what he wanted to do. Because I believe that, hey, man, you know, this is not the best way to handle this job.
you know, and I approached that. And I was confident when I said it, and I really meant what I said. I believed in what I was saying.
Well, you didn't lost me, man. What's the point?
Well, the point is, I stood up to that. I stood up
today. You're talking about today. Okay, yeah. I thought you were talking about something else. I'm glad for you, brother. Hold on. Stay on. 216, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? Hey, this is Tyrone calling out of Cleveland, Ohio, man.
What's happening?
What's up, brother? Hey, I just wanted to say, I heard a dude talking about, and you gave him some information on the audio book. And, man, what I got to say is, man, I listened to that audio book maybe 5 or 6 times, man. I find that very entertaining, man. And, you know, I really enjoy that audio book, man. I lay down at night sometime and listen to it, man, and it just tickled me sometimes inside some of the things that you went through and how you explained it and everything. They should make that motherfucker into a movie or something, man.
Yeah, check this out, bro. You hit my motherfucking email, askrosebud@gmail.com. I got part 2.
I ain't never know nothing about part 2. I mean, I listened to it from Hollywood, stepping up my game and all that.
Hey, I just finished it, man. So what I'm saying is,
okay.
I'm finna hook a brother up, man. You getting part 2, another brother getting part 1. So what I'm saying, I hope it's flashing on that stream yard. Motherfuckers got action. They're getting my shit. Hey, I am about selling shit, but I am definitely about rewarding motherfuckers that say shit unprompted by me that I like.
Oh, yeah, man. That's, anybody listening, man, is definitely a listen to, man. It's very entertaining, man. Like I said, he said, I ain't got time to wait for no rug head bitch to choose me. I fell out, man. And, you know, some other shit when you talked about how you when you
hey,
got
hey,
to Hollywood.
Hey,
and how,
wait. Do you know what a rug head bitch is?
Yeah, nappy head motherfucking bitch. Yeah.
Wait. You left out some nappy head motherfucking black bitch.
There's no other bitch
that could be a rug head except for a black bitch.
hey, and another part, man,
you know, nigga came up tonight, man. Nigga got rug head, but you know.
Really
and truly, it wasn't no rank on the bitch, because the bitch probably was bad. She just had that hair.
Yeah.
That was good how you played that situation, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good
how you played that situation, man.
I gotta
continue, brother. So look. Hey, 678.
All right,
sure
well, I'm gonna definitely hit your email, man, and you know what I'm saying? I look forward to that part 2.
You know it. All right, both
all
of
right,
y'all
brother,
putting y'all back in. Both of y'all putting y'all back in because I got this ain't to be missed. If what I had to offer was easy, I mean, shit. It would take so long to master this shit. It doesn't actually take a long time to learn the shit. You can learn the shit in the amount of time that you spend fucking with me. But will you continue to do the shit after fucking with me? That is what determines who the fuck and where the fuck you going in life. Because all them goddamn niggas, Hollywood, Gene, Pretty Willie, Cricket, all them niggas, Shantae, fucking Joe Kane, all them, they all knew one thing about my black ass. If I heard it, I was doing it, especially if it was pimping. I don't give a fuck if I lose every bitch. I'm doing it. And all I had to see was, that's what this nigga doing. If he can do it, I can do it. I'm a little scary nigga. Well, I'm talking about, you got, you should be proud. I mean, goddamn, you should be proud as fuck that you, you know, you can see and you can see shit and you can avoid these petty discrepancies and the streets, which all the most goddamn Americans are now. They just for nothing. You gotta be even more proud that you know many are called, but very few are chosen. I am among the chosen. I've shown it, I've proved it, and I've maintained it. Now, you're having an opportunity to be among the chosen. What are you going to do? What the fuck are you going to do? There's a chosen few. All you motherfuckers ain't going to be able to stand it. 585, what's up, bro? I seen you just pop up.
What up, Rosebud? Listen, once a pimp, always a pimp, man. You can't say you ain't no pimp no more, man. You a cold motherfucker, man. These cats can't fuck with you, man.
Bro, listen. If you believe that, fine. But I don't believe it because of pimp charge bitches daily.
Oh, shit.
Period. It ain't no motherfucking if, ands, and buts about it. Ain't that, nah, I'm doing something else, no, man. Blah, blah, hey, ain't none of that goddamn shit. I just was a real pimp. So I still think and sound and believe what pimps believe. But I ain't no goddamn pimp because I ain't sending bitches. I could be a ex-pimp, but I don't like saying that. So I just say... I ain't pimping, period.
Not no more. Right.
Hold on, 585. You hold on, 707. Come on, I just saw you pop up. What's up? Is this Logan?
Nah, Rosebud, this is Tony.
Come on, bro. Oh, you the football player.
Soccer player, yep.
Yeah, what's happening?
You just said something. That's right when I called and you said, so what you going to do? I think it starts with, you got to want to change, and then you're speaking to somebody that has whatever quality or results that you're looking for. So you really need to listen, take what you say, apply it, look in the mirror, look at what you did right or what you did wrong, and then try and get on that same path to get the results that you came to the video for. And you're speaking to somebody basically that has the results or qualities that you're looking to take out or improve in yourself. So you got to want to change.
Okay, check game. Hold on. Check game, you guys. This is a young brother. I think you're 18, right?
Just turned 19 a few weeks ago.
Okay, you just turned 19. Well, I'm saying this brother's first call in was nothing like this. He did not sound. Do you remember your first call, man?
Yes, Rose, but here's what I got to say. I have confidence. Like forever in my life, but if it ever got challenged, so it was fake confidence, because I had confidence, I was funny all the time, but if it got challenged, it would go away, so I had fake confidence. So yeah, keep going, bud.
Hey, but that fake confidence ain't confidence. What I'm saying, bro, is, do you remember that first call, how you sounded?
Yeah, and I would take pauses, and I wouldn't.
Fuck all that. Listen, I want you to answer these questions as honest as you can. And you said you do remember that first call, right?
Yeah.
What did I challenge you on? First, wait, stop. What did I tell you was fucked up about what you was saying?
You said I was being a punk. You said I was thinking negative about shit that I misconstrued it, that it wasn't even negative about being selfish and conceited. I flipped it, made it negative. And then you asked me what I got from the call, and I still didn't exactly answer the question. So then you were like, nah, fuck that. Like, you're being, like, fucked up right now. You're not listening.
Hey, but listen, bro, wait. Hey, everybody that's listening right now, he just said something very important, not what we went through, but he said, and I listened. Because, man, within, I think it might not have been the next call, but the next call you had made positive progression because you did what?
Because I implemented what you said. I saw what happened. Then I took it back, then tried it again, kept trying it. And then once I got the result I wanted, I just called you just to say thank you because that's exactly what I wanted to change.
Hey, bro, you helping me out a lot, man. So I'm going to reward your motherfucking ass with parts one and two. So you make sure you hit my motherfucking email and put your last four digits of your phone number in so I can give you. I got three of you guys going to hit me, so make sure you do. But people that's listening, what I'm saying is this. This young brother called me, listened to me ridicule his motherfucking ass. At the same time, he was listening to me school him. He picked up on what the fuck the schooling was, shrugged off the cracking on him, and implemented what he thought he got from it. Now, what I'm saying is, all he did was talk to me. I ain't saying I'm great like that. What he really did was start believing in his fucking self. He started believing, like the little train that I could do it. You know, he became one of them trains. And you hear how he sound now. Man, bro, thank you, man. just thank you.
Rosebud, thank you because like how you say, like, oh, I do shit, like, I get my way. This is the happiest I've been because everything I'm doing is just my way. And, like, I also want to call in earlier because you said it's going to be lonely. Hell yeah, it's lonely, but you got to flip it. And it's like how you said, they're not on your level. They're going to bring you down. So it's like, it's all good. But, yeah, thank you, bud. I'll hit your email right now. Thank you.
Make sure you do, brother. I got you. Hey, you guys, see, now, I don't do this for that kind of shit that he just did. But that's the best reward. And I'm telling you, I mean, I want to deal with high schoolers, seniors, but they ain't got no goddamn money. But when I do get them like this, brother, I tell them, fuck with me. Keep fucking with me, man. Because they got it. They just don't know they got it. They got it. And when you give it to them to where they can see they got it, them motherfuckers will use it. I ain't gonna say this is a fact, but I believe this motherfucker became a better soccer player because of how he feel about himself. Oh, there he is. I must have said something to spark me. What's up, bro?
Hey, Rosebud. Hell yeah, I've been playing hella good, Rosebud.
I know it, man. Confidence ain't about bitches. Hey, wait. You remember what was
and I've been having bitches, but
hey, you remember what was really bothering you? The jocks wasn't giving you props. Who's the jock now?
It doesn't matter now.
Okay.
What's that?
You already answered. Don't matter now.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Hey, so listen, you guys. He's a chosen one. And as long as he keep doing what he's doing, he's going to be all right. You are journeying with a real OG, with real game. And I just so happen to know I can't give it away. I know I could share it. Excuse me. How do you think you become a big nigga? You be sitting somewhere
and you be talking about this, that, and the other, and you be explaining how you handle it. You're not saying this is the only way to handle it. You're just saying this is how I handle it. And motherfuckers be crazy. Because the level you're speaking on is 8 or 9 times what they're speaking on or thinking on. So as you just talk about what you do, they're seeing aspirational goals. I want to be able to do that. Because they're not able to do it right now. You're talking about doing it every day. It's a big thing. One never knows when your turn to shine is going to come. That's why if you got any sense, you going to act like it's your turn or it's your time all the time. So when it does come, you don't have to do no change. You got to find your groove and stay with it. Because shit don't stop. You guys think shit stops. That's why you do whatever you think you should do and get to a point and you stop doing it. See, confidence is an email away. Remember that. Every now and then, one of you guys wake up the pimp shit in me. You know what happened the other night on one of my videos, and I've been, you know, just trying to restrain myself because I don't really want to kick pimp shit. Because, you know, if I had got at this dude like I started to, I would have been talking hella shit to that little young motherfucker. But, you know, they say you get wiser as you get older. And I do see that, you know, not only would I have been wasting my time getting at that fool, I would also been belittling myself by engaging his ass. So, fellas, you got to always remember to guard your lane and never let anyone force your hand. Always choose to play your hand as real men do. Always be playing. Otherwise, the little motherfucker said whatever, and, you know, I would have said, you little young punk motherfucker, that ain't playing my hand. Playing my hand is there, well, man, you know, believe that, but the reason you shouldn't, woo, woo, woo. I'm saying you talk this fine, you spit trash, you drop it on them. And then, you know, you hang up. You always choose to play. If you listen to my videos, you'll be able to see when I try to get on people for not having my shit, that they cut me off. And they'll say they already know shit. Or they'll say whatever they talking about. Then they say they listen to all my videos. I kid you not. Shit is strange these days. Especially when a hater buys all your fucking products, then put on blast that you a fraud. I wonder why a motherfucker listens to me. And why the hell did he buy my shit? Just go figure. What I'm saying is you may not believe this. No one knows what I do. But I don't listen to no other motherfucker, even my nigga Steve Dean and Shantae. I don't listen to nothing they do. They do with them, that's just me. I ain't listening to shit. If you assured that, if you made yourself, if you did shit, to assure you that your woman focuses on, you know, what she's good at, you would be developing a magician. Because what I'm saying today, women are really good at magically turning shit-talking motherfuckers into cupcaking wusses. Now, what if she used her skill as this bad magician to help turn you into a monster by doing all the things you instruct her to do to the letter? See, did she did any of that on her own? Yo ass would receive the dose of spinach that Popeye used to get when he needed to kick Brutus' ass. So, he needed to kick Brutus' ass so he could save Olive Oil. But it's the same principle, different situations. If you had a motherfucker doing what you say do, like you say do it, it would be building you up instead of the motherfucker tearing you down doing what the fuck they want to do, like they want to do it. So now, I'm going to give you some more wise words from a wise man. Do any of you believe I could be happy with a young ass woman? I mean, what if she was fine as hell? Do you think that would matter? Ultimately, a motherfucker like me want a bitch who can deal with the real me. And I just believe that would take a woman closer to my age, at least over 50. A young bitch can excite me. Shit, she probably could serve me like I want to be served too. But what a old bitch do that young bitch couldn't do is have a real understanding of life. Life's shit that I be wanting to talk about. 585, you back for some money. Wait a minute, no, 678, you back for some money. Which one of y'all did this? 678, did you just...
What?
No. 678, did you just call in?
No, I didn't.
Who pressed one?
I didn't press one.
Okay. Who is it I want to call, 585?
Yes, I just called.
Okay, go ahead, 585, I'm sorry. Hey, you guys, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now, Rosebud, I'm about to say, like for me, it's kind of hard trying to find, like, chicks that can really match my vibration for what I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of them, they're like, they want to go out and drink and shit and be toxic.
Hey, check this out, bro. Now, listen. Do you know what you say you have a particular bra, not a particular bra, but a particular version of the woman you want to have?
Yeah.
What does she look like?
So, okay, like her frame?
No. I ain't talking about the woman you're talking about. I'm asking you something about what you want.
Oh, I want a chick that knows her place. She can cook. She can clean. Follow directions. You know what I'm saying? Help me out. Help me up my business. Like, I want a asset, not a liability. You know what I'm saying? I don't want her to really drink as much. Maybe she could drink here and there.
All right, bro, here. Let me ask you something else. Where's she going to be?
I don't think she's going to be at a bar, though. I think she's going to be having
a good time. I didn't ask you what you don't think. I asked you what do you think. Where do you think she's going to be?
She could be at, Target, Walmart.
What time do you think she's going to be there?
Shit, whenever I get in there.
So what I'm saying, bro, you want to leave what you want to all that chance?
Well, say it again, bro.
Everything you answered is chance. The moon, the stars, everything got to be lined up.
Well, not really, but I'm just saying.
That's the only way you're going to meet that bitch. So what am I telling you, man?
what, just get my numbers up?
No, no. See, you guys don't understand. I'm telling this brother something. He ain't silly because he don't get it. He just don't get it. And what I'm saying is, I know I'm telling him something. So what does that mean? He ain't sharp enough to get it. So watch when I tell him what I'm telling him. He goes, see, he did get that. He didn't believe in himself. Bro, because what I'm saying is, you ain't supposed to go out looking for no goddamn bitch. You don't fucking know where she at. You don't know what time she gonna be, wherever she gonna be. You don't even know where she gonna be. So how can you go out your door looking for a bitch or this bitch or whatever? You go out the door confused as fuck. That's why you don't come up. You're supposed to go out the door ready to catch not a bitch, any bitch. Don't matter if she's a 10 or a 5, because a 4 can be turned into a 9 very easily by fucking with you. So what I'm saying is, if you ain't thinking right, how you gonna catch?
I'm always fishing, bud. I fish every day.
I didn't ask you if you was fishing or not. What if you fishing wrong?
I don't think I'm fishing wrong. I feel like, all right, what about to say? I feel like, I think I got to probably get my numbers
hey,
up.
Hey, bro, you feel like, just like you just said, nothing.
Hold on, bud.
No, man. Hey, you lying to yourself. I don't care what the fuck you say, how slick it sounds, fishing is not throwing the line in the water. Fishing is casting that line to land wherever the hell you think it should land. And then you got to do what fishermen do. Fuck with the line. Draw the fish's attention to it. It's a lot to do with the fishing. You just put the line in there.
I already got the bait. I already got the bait, bud.
Bro, why are you calling then? Why do you have a question? Why do you have a question then? Everything I'm telling you, you counter it with you got it. So what fuck are you on the phone for, man?
I was trying to get some advice from Rosebud. That's all I
thought. Why would you want advice from me when you got everything you need?
I want to up the level, bud.
That's not what you want to do, bro. You ain't even on the playing field, man. You can fool whoever the fuck you think you're fooling, but you ain't fooling me. You might get some pussy, but I don't think you get very much. And I certainly don't think you catch a lot of bitches. I'm listening to you talk. You let me manipulate anything come out your goddamn mouth because you speak from what I say. You don't come from where you coming from. You come from where I'm coming from. And you gonna tell me you can do some shit? Bro, I see so through your fucking ass, it's pathetic. You know you lying most of the shit you saying. You know you're pretending to be this guy that you're saying you talking like you are. And I know you may or may not admit that. But I believe you'll admit it if I ask you. You can't tell me I didn't tag your motherfucking ass, can you?
Nah, because I never let another man qualify what I'm about. That's what I'm saying.
You never let another man. Otherwise, what did I make up? I didn't make shit up. I just pointed out what you did and what you said. So how am I qualifying you and you did all the shit? Do you know who you're fucking with? You don't even know who you're fucking with, man.
I know your name.
You know my name, but you don't know who you're fucking with. I don't have to be sitting next to you to see punking you.
I can hear in your voice, and I can hear in your responses that you're just a liar. You're just making this shit up. Well, you're not making it up. You really believe it, but it's not true.
Believe what, though? What you mean I believe it?
That you got your shit together, and you're up on this, and you up on that. You know, and
I never said I'm like, whoa, bud. I said I got the bait. I still got to, you know what I'm saying, go in.
Bro, you said you got the bait, which means you up on everything you need to catch. Oh, of course. It didn't mean that coming from you motherfuckers. It means something for you. Motherfucker, you don't know. I told you don't know what you're fucking with. I hear everything you goddamn say. I judge you on what you say, not what the fuck I think. And I'm hearing you be punk because you ain't saying shit. Even now, look at you. You're quiet.
Well, I'm listening though. Whoa. I'm listening.
Whoa, Rosebud.
Hold on. I was listening.
I heard you say that already.
I'm asking you a question, Rosebud. How can I get more women in my life? You answer the question, brother. Help me out.
Hey, quit being a liar. That's what the fuck you can do to catch my bitches. I'm out with you. Fuck you. Hey, see, what I do, I try to talk to people. I try to let them come to their own conclusions about themselves. This is the kind of motherfucker that needs you to say, you a punk, you know, and you need to sit your punk ass down. And I'm trying to get out of that shit. But you get motherfuckers like this. You can tell he's lying. Anybody that would be saying any of the shit he was saying wouldn't need to call in. They just wouldn't. Period. So, the shit that really matters to a, you know, a nigga who's been through it all, such as myself. I mean, I ain't saying no young woman who might find herself attracted to me can't win. I ain't saying that. But what I am saying is that I know they can't stand my bluntness. You know, I'll just let that bitch know. I can recognize shit from sugar no matter how you disguise it. Because I know that bitch bringing shit. Young bitch. She already looking at me. I'm old. So, you know, she think I got some favor. And if I don't, she don't really care if it's not about the favor. But she do know. She gonna handle me. She think. I was fucking with this 23-year-old bitch a few months ago, a little while ago. And the bitch told me, I got hoes. I said, oh, bitch, I can't. She said, what? I said, hey, you know I was a pimp. Then you tell me you got hoes. Otherwise, you a pimp too? She said, oh, no, you took that wrong. What the fuck you mean I took it wrong? You said, you know, you got hoes. I'm to my dudes. I got dudes I fuck with. I know this bitch did not call dudes hoes. She gonna explain what she was explaining. So this is how I got the bitch. I said, what the fuck you got me in, bitch? One of your hoes? And that bitch looked at me. Yeah, okay, get your partner. What I'm saying is, today women are crazy. Young women especially. I'm talking about they'll just give you some pussy. They don't want no attachment. Man, you know, you fuck a 50-year-old bitch. You bust that bitch pussy out and you talking to her, whatever, you kiss the bitch, whatever. You didn't have a great sexual experience. But these young bitches, they just want to give you some pussy. They don't even know how to give you no goddamn pussy. They don't know how to hold their legs or nothing. They just lay there let you fuck them, and then they get up and leave if that's the case, like hoes. What I'm saying is this. Bitch, you can get up and leave. You can do all that. But most young women can't stand up to a shark nigga. Older women not only can recognize a real one when she sees, she already know how to serve him up properly. It was an old bitch who hits me to the sponge like gloves that you wear in the shower and to lather your body up. This bitch, you know, got this on and she's laughing, just running me down. It was an old motherfucker that you showed me what a sexual marathon really was. I had plenty of his old nigga. I'm going to fuck your old motherfucking ass to death. This kid to get some pussy and go to sleep. Or whatever the fuck she's showing. You got to, like, wake her up to fuck her again. So I'm just saying, it was an old motherfucking bitch who ran my bath, made sure my plate was made, if that's the case, I'm coming over to see the bitch. And all the other luxuries that I had grown accustomed to. That's the kind of man I am. What I'm saying is, it was a young bitch that laid up in the bed that said she was hungry. It was a young bitch who asked me, could she give me some bad water? And that's why it's young bitches who I race away from after I hit the pussy. Shit. Get a little more game before you come fucking with me. I don't want to see your motherfucking stupid ass every day. Shit. I've heard all kinds of things that could be the fountain of youth. I've even heard that, you know, getting with young bitches keeps you young. I've heard that having young bitches keep your mind going and keeps you from getting old. I think knowing that you can still tear the lining out of motherfucking bitches' pussy, no matter what age, keeps you from getting old. I mean, I'd like to only fuck with bitches 50 and up, but I can't just do that because for some reason I feel the young bitches too. Because a woman 50 and up rarely, if ever, plays pussy games with you. Pussy games are, you know, when a bitch, you know, she know you want to hit that pussy, and she with it, but she don't need to do this, but she don't need to do that before you hit it. When I get ready to bust that motherfucking pussy out, the bitch is already giddy as fuck. She's giddy as when she was 16. Women to this day cream on my black ass. And I would be fucking lying if I said it didn't make me more confident in making love to a motherfucking ass. Now, I could be wrong, but the importance of having the ability to fuck the shit out of a bitch does not diminish with time. 520, what's up?
520,
what's happening?
Hey, what's up, bud? I had a question for you.
All right.
Back before that last caller, you were talking about how some women are basically socially intelligent, and they could pretty much turn any jock into like a wuss. So she basically has game, and I just want to know, like, how can you like meet a, I obviously see women like that, but how can you let her know to basically school you and keep you sharp?
Bro, listen to me. You need to come to Sidewalk University. Anything you want, listen, anything you want, you're not going to get. You have just, now listen to me, I'm going to guess. You tell me if I'm right. You've got very little time for this. You really do not believe what you, or you didn't know how to ask me or say whatever the fuck you really was trying to say. And this is all because of, I guess, past experiences that made you feel like introverted or whatever. But what I'm saying, man, until you get your voice and your conversation delivery in check, that's the only time you're going to be able to look at what you're saying to try to see if what you're saying is going to get what you want. Because the way you're saying it, the weakness you show in your delivery is going to make anybody, you know, like, pass you up. Now, have you thought that already or not?
No, yeah, I have. You have a point. Delivery has to be on point. I've been working on that. I watched previous of your videos how your diction has to be on point. But no, yeah, you're right. I am kind of introverted.
What you're asking cannot be accomplished until we address the first part. And that has to do with your confidence. I mean, I could tell you everything to do, but you ain't going to do it. You have to be shown that you are capable of doing it. And that comes with little steps that you take. Little steps to make you slowly come out of that goddamn shell you in, because you're depending on too many people's opinion and not your own. Is that right?
Yeah, you have a point.
So, bro, what I'm saying is quit fooling yourself. If you think I got something that can help you, fuck with it all the way. Join, get
hey,
it
man,
in the right school, man. Get the shit proper. Make it to where it's going to work for you. I don't tell people what to say in my school. I only instruct them on how to speak. I only instruct them on what a conversation is. It's either a tool or a weapon, depending on what you're using it for. I always use it as a tool. Sometimes I got to use it as a weapon. When I let motherfuckers know that I know you're a motherfucking liar. And you know what I'm saying? Whatever. But my point is I know when those times are. Do you?
Yeah, sometimes I do. I've been reading.
Did I say do you know it sometimes? Or did I say do you know it?
Wait, ask that again. I can't hear you.
Did I say, do you know it sometimes? Or did I ask you, do you know it?
Oh, do you know it? No, I don't know it fully. I haven't mastered it.
So let's get it together, man. Quit playing.
Hey, man, that's true. Hey, man, fuck.
Rosebud@rosebud.com,
right?
Hey, you ain't got to say nothing, man. The proof is in the pudding. Make your mind up, hit my motherfucking email and ask me whatever you need to ask me, and then get the program so that your motherfucking ass can come to SWU next semester. And this shit will be over. I don't want customers. I want you to fuck with me one time. And if you got to fuck with me again, I failed. Because motherfuckers don't have to fuck with me twice. They ain't coming back to me looking for my newest edition of whatever, because my shit's the same. The exact same. Because real men and the way to be a man does not change with time, with not I want to say changes, but that's the wrong word. Improvements or growth in how people see shit. Because today, you see anything to be anything, so anybody can be everything. Fuck that. I don't believe that bullshit. I believe whatever it is what it is, and that's what it's going to be. That's why I want to be what I'm talking about. I ain't finna fake on it. I ain't finna talk about it and then do something else. I'm real, bro. That's what you gonna like about me. Fuck with me, man. Hit my email, askrosebud@gmail.com, and ask me any questions you need to ask at that point, all right?
Hey, man, for sure. I'll send you an email. I appreciate this call and this radio.
All right, bro, for sure. So listen, you guys. I could be wrong. But like I said, having the ability to fuck the shit out of a bitch, don't stop. Or you don't stop thinking about it when you get older. You still want to fuck the shit out of a bitch. As a matter of fact, the importance increases as you get older. So you and the woman. I'm thinking like this because it's July. And here in Vegas, it's pretty warm. And I'm wondering, what are you motherfuckers doing in this catch of this weather? Because my nigga Shantae, Hollywood, Hyde, Marjorie Snyder, one of them motherfuckers be in the car. Niggas, we meeting up, all these bitches going to be there. Why? Because it's hot in the motherfucking day out. But everybody here is, I'll tell you what I used to do. I would hit the shower at about 3 p.m. I would take care of my three as a shit shave and shower. Then I'd groom my motherfucking self and walk to my closet. Walk in, select something to wear, and I say, I'm feeling mauve today. So I look in my closet and choose a pair of my David Eaton mauve gaiters with a matching fucking belt and my mauve socks and my mauve boxers. You know, first things first. Now that that's done, I set that shit to the side. Get one of my Gino Capellis or my Adolfo's. Then I get one of my DeMonte shirts to match my belt and gaiters. Shirt, belt, shoes, and socks must match if one of these motherfuckers fly like me. Now, once I get my shirt fitting just right, I slip into my motherfucking slacks. Already have on matching underwear. So now I want to make sure my pants are going to be the right color with my shirt. But after I make sure of that, I put my shoes on. And then I search out the perfect tie. 205. What's happening with you, bro?
Man, what's going on, bud?
Nothing. What's happening?
Man, cool. And I just turned my live on. I seen you was on there, man. Just calling and support you for a minute, man. And look, I wanted to tell you, I had seen a little clip on American Pimp, man. And look, motherfucker, you still look the same, man.
Hey, this game preserve you, bro.
Hey, I see, man. Hey, where your joint at, man?
My joint of weed?
Yeah.
Man, I've been smoking, man. I'm doing.
Oh, okay then.
I'm cool.
Like I say, I'm late, man.
Hey, it's cool, man. I appreciate you, bro.
All right, then,
337,
man.
337, what's
up? Yo, Rosebud, what's happening, man? How you doing, bro?
Hey, man, what up, you?
Oh, man, I can't complain. Hey, yo, man, I got a little something I want to ask you, but it's not really pertaining to your topic of the show right now. Is that cool?
Come on.
So, man, Bud, what I'm trying to figure out is this, man. When you get off and took, could you elaborate a little bit on the power of suggestion for me?
Can I elaborate on the power of suggestion?
Yeah, and you know how to implement it more effectively.
Well, man, the power of suggestion, you have to have done a lot of things before that can be accomplished. First, whoever it is that you want to take your suggestion, you have to have built a certain rapport with them where they don't think anything negative about you as far as trusting you. Now, if you've done that, what you got to do, what you got to do at that point is make yourself understand now that she trusts you, you got to know how to drop lugs. You know what that is?
Nah, not really.
Listen, man, just listen. You laying in the bed with the bitch, and it's in the morning, y'all just woke up. The bitch laying there, and you supposed to say something like, damn, man, motherfucker laying in the bed with a nigga and you ain't even up, you know, doing things. Baby gonna say, oh, shit, you fucked the shit out of me last night. I'm sad. Woo, woo, woo. You supposed to act like you don't give a fuck about none of that goddamn shit. And you supposed, you, listen, you supposed to say, you know what, bitch, and then don't say nothing. That's dropping the lug. The lug.
Okay.
Listen, the lug is get your punk ass up, bitch, and go cook me some breakfast. If she don't see that, then you shouldn't be fucking with her. Because when you drop a lug, and you got to enforce it, that means you can't hit. You know, you can't do what we're talking about as far as making want to do what you're saying without you making it. So what I'm saying is, I believe just by talking to you, you just go right into it. And you don't establish this trust. I ain't saying this bitch don't like you or she don't trust you. I'm saying that you have to establish in the conversation right before you get to dropping that lug what's going on. And if you want her to, shit, I forgot how you asked that. Well, how did you ask that question?
You said, why did I ask that question?
How did you ask it? I'm saying drop a lug, but that was me interpreting, and I forgot what you actually said.
Well, no, I was just asking about the power of suggestion because I heard you mention
it before. That's it right there. Oh, the power of suggestion. So what I'm saying is the power of suggestion only works when you have established these things. Then your ability to drop a love is what makes it work. I said all that to answer your question. How do you establish or how do you make it work? Power of suggestion. That's how.
I got you, buddy. That made sense. Yeah, man. All right. All I really needed, bro. I appreciate you, bud, man.
Cool.
I love this shit. You hear me? All right.
Good. That's what I'm doing is why I want motherfuckers to love it. Hey, let me say some shit. When I choose my ties don't have the color of my shirt and my suit in it. Now, once I choose that, I knot it up in a square knot. Then I look in my motherfucking closet, mirror door, and I get a full view of myself. And I say, every time, damn, I'm one fly motherfucker. Then I take off my jacket, smoke me a joint while I choose for my damn near 200 bottles of cologne. And after I spray that shit on, I'll go out to the backyard and look at my motherfucking, garden. Yeah, I'm sorry. and I do that while I'm fucking with my rice. All the while, I'm fully dressed. Now, you know why I do that shit? Because no other motherfucker do it. And I start my night out being different. If you want to be a motherfucker,
It ain't by chance. It's by everything you do says you a motherfucker. Period. Now, run into all that shit. Now, like I was saying, I've heard that having a gang of young bitches keep you from getting old. And I know some of you motherfuckers believe you can be happy with a young-ass woman. It's possible, but not likely. I'm telling you, I had a young woman for over damn near 18 months. But it wasn't. It's 336, what's up?
OG, what's happening, man?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Shit, man, I'm just kicking back, listening to you, to your whole spiel on how you get ready to go out and catch a bitch, man. You got to have something about yourself. You got to have rituals, man. You know what I'm saying? That the importance of rituals is everything. You know, you just don't want to do anything because you're going to be anything. You know, you got to be a certain type of individual and really believe in yourself.
Let me tell you something, bro. First of all, I totally agree with what you're saying. You have, they're rituals. You can call them rituals. I agree with that. But in reality, see, youngsters today, traditions don't mean shit to them. So, of course, it's a ritual the way we do what we do as far as how we get dressed. But traditionally, it's the way men prepare to be seen. And if we had dudes who understood tradition, I'm talking about it's traditionally right to wear your Sunday go-to-meeting shit to church. Not tennis shoes, not t-shirts, not jeans, not any other casual bullshit they accept today. Traditionally, you marry a woman, then she take your last name. Not the bullshit today, Jones Dixon. You know, because everything is to fuck traditions up. And anything that you notice that's used that has fucked traditions up, it don't matter. That them bitches, who do you know with them two last names that's been married 30, 40 years, like them motherfuckers, like your dad, like my dad, you know, like people in their generation, motherfuckers that believe you take their last name because it's forever. Who?
Yeah,
who
I ain't never seen it, but
I'm saying you ain't gonna see it.
Because I know.
That's what it's for, to destroy the tradition so that it can destroy the person. If you ain't got no traditions, you don't have shit you believe in. You're just not who you used to be. Think about it, man. We don't even believe in Christmas like we used to.
Yeah, man. Everything is anything, and anything is everything, man.
That's right, brother. I'm telling you, man, look, you spitting some shit, goddammit. You got to hit my motherfucking email, astrosblood@gmail.com. You got to include your doggone last four digits of your phone number. So I can hit you with some of this game, man. I'm going to hit you with part one of that book. Hey, the
reason bud, I'll tell you this. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. Go ahead. My fault. Go ahead.
The reason I'm doing this is because I want motherfuckers to know I appreciate real shit. And what better way can I show it than giving up my prized possessions? All right, man. What was you saying?
Nah, hey, man, I appreciate real shit as well. I love you for that, man. Hey, bud, I've been listening to you since 2015, man.
Really?
When I first started listening to you, man, I was fucked up, for real. Homeless, living out of my car, all that type of shit, man. Couldn't talk to a broad. Any type of pussy I was getting was based off of luck. You know what I'm saying? I guess the bitch was just feeling the vibe and wanted some. I wasn't getting it. Because I wasn't me. I didn't have a me. All I had was, you know, what this broad or what this motherfucker thought of me. And me sitting back and really analyzing life and really seeing things, man, shit. What is 2021, 6 years later, I own my own business. Shit. I ain't got a clock in, clock out to no motherfucking job, you know, and I tell a bitch exactly what it is. You dig what I'm saying?
Hey, I love hearing that shit, man. You, man, listen, and I ain't mad at you. You didn't buy none of my shit, did you?
Hell no, I didn't buy none of your shit, man, because I'm sharp like that, bud. I'm sharp like that, bud.
Stop. Listen, all you motherfuckers out there, that's why I do these videos. Some motherfucker out there going to hear this shit and going to benefit all the way from it because it's for them. It's for them. If you can hear it, you don't need to buy shit. You just need to implement what you hear. Like Bruh said, he is in his car. He done came up. He done did all this shit. And I'm not saying it's because of me, but he said he been listening to me since 2015. Something helped. I'm glad it did. I could have used his money, but I'm glad he didn't spend a dime. I am, man. This motherfucker is sharp. Let him live.
Yeah. All right, bud. I love you, man. That's from the heart. I love you, man.
Make sure you hit me.
For sure.
469, what's up?
OG, what's up with it? What's up with it? What's up with it?
Can you speak up?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
All right, what's up with OG? Hey, man, I ain't want too much of that shit. I love the show and all. But shit, I was wondering where could I go buy some of your shit at, man?
AskRosebud.com.
AskRosebud.com.
Rosebud got two D's. So AskRosebud.com is all my shit.
Oh shit! Well, all right, I appreciate you, man. I'm seeing you, of course, real soon.
Check this out. Make sure you hit me and put your last four digits in. And this ain't about a book. This is about whatever you buy first. I'm going to give you 2 for 1. So let's roll.
Oh, yeah, I'm already knowing. But all right, I'm going to see you up in there.
All right, brother, be cool.
All
right. Listen, you were older and in hella shape, fucking with a young bitch, time would ultimately do you in. But it is possible. The thing is, once you start realizing you're on the decline, this young bitch is in her prime or whatever, you're going to start tripping. You're going to start making problems where there ain't no problems. But that's to be expected. I'm hiccuping like a motherfucker. But listen, you guys, I'm finna... Oh, wait. All this shit over here. Ooh, goddamn. You motherfuckers been really kicking the urban, Mac. Man. Hey, listen. All you guys, you got to understand, I'm not promoting, not supporting me by buying my shit. But I am promoting, you don't have to buy my shit if it's in your motherfucking ass if you can get the shit. And this last call just helped me prove that game ain't free. But I'm certainly giving it away because he was proud. He ain't, oh, you motherfucker. I forgot to get his name. He was proud he ain't bought none of my shit. That motherfucker. I love real niggas. I do. I love them. Hey, I'm gone. This is the end of this broadcast. I might do one tomorrow. Oh, goddamn, I got to do it. Yeah, I got to do it, motherfucker. I got a class tonight. You motherfuckers be cool.